Heard the percussionist, man. I tell you, these three guys are really playing. Okay, we're taking a look at medical marijuana. And I'm curious, do you know someone who uses it? If so, has it made a difference in their lives? If it has made a difference in their lives, has it been only positive? Has it been only negative? Has it been somewhat positive and somewhat negative? Have you been considering whether someone you know, or maybe you yourself, should give some serious consideration to the possibility of using medical marijuana for a particular illness? I'm just asking now. All right. Although the federal government has not given its okay to marijuana even for medicinal use, it has signed off on three related compounds as specific treatments. So if you have nausea caused by chemotherapy, you might take a synthetic cannabinoid, either dronabinol or nabilone. Dronabinol also can help boost appetite for people who have AIDS. The FDA approved cannabidiol or Epidiolex as a treatment for two rare kinds of epilepsy is also in play. The FDA has approved Epidiolex, which is a cannabidiol, as a treatment for two rare kinds of epilepsy. And I know I've seen quite a bit on TV about people suffering, particularly children, suffering from epilepsy. And I remember hearing one mother in particular talk about the benefit her child received from using medical marijuana to treat the child's epilepsy. Well, this is a tough debate. California was the first state to legalize medical marijuana in 1996. Since then, more than half the states in the U.S. have done so. Recreational weed is also legal in some places, but the federal government still considers it an illegal drug, and that can create confusion. For instance, even if you have a prescription, the Transportation Security Administration does not allow cannabis in your luggage. You have a prescription for a particular medical marijuana use. And what some say is, okay, you can buy it in this state, medical marijuana, and use it in this state. But some will tell you, you're not supposed to be taking it across state lines into a state that does not permit the use of medical marijuana. This is a complicated one. Where are those of you who argue for states' rights on this one? I wouldn't be surprised if you're all over the place. Some of you are saying, this is a state's right, and the state, each state should decide whether or not they're going to legalize medical marijuana, whether they're going to legalize recreational marijuana. And some of you are probably saying it should be left up to the federal government. I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of those instances where we see inconsistency with regards to the call for states' rights. How do people get medical marijuana in particular? Well, the rules vary depending on where you live, but generally, you'll need to consult with a doctor and have a condition that your state has approved for treatment with cannabis. You might get an ID card. In some areas, you buy products at a specific store that's called a dispensary. And that's how you can get the medical marijuana. Now, the question still becomes, though, do people become addicted even when they're using marijuana for medical purposes? Well, right now, what we're being told is that doctors don't know much about the addiction risk for people who use it for medical reasons. And for that purpose, for that reason, more studies needed. But people who use marijuana for the purpose of getting high can go on to have substance misuse issues. The most common problem is dependence. If you're dependent, you'll feel withdrawal symptoms if you stop using. If you're addicted, which is more serious than being dependent, you're unable to go without the drug. And that is a place where you don't want to get. You don't want to get to a point where the marijuana has taken hold of you, to a point taken control of you, and you find yourself almost unable to function without it. Your thoughts are all about the marijuana. But that said, I did mention earlier that, you know, for a long time, a lot of people were receiving most of the information about marijuana only as it pertained to the recreational perspective. And of course, we had some debating stories going, some dueling stories going, some people saying that it is harmful, some saying it is not. Again, I do believe that with regards to the recreational use of it, based on the research that I've read, I'm convinced that it is harmful. It does have harmful effects. But that said, why don't we know more? Well, although cannabis has been an herbal remedy for centuries, the evidence for how well it works is lacking in many cases. Scientists prefer large studies with certain types of controls before they draw conclusions. And much of the research up to this point hasn't met those standards. Products vary in strength, and it's hard to measure doses, and all that has made judging the benefits of marijuana even more complicated. How about as an alternative to opioid? Could cannabis help solve issues involving these powerful painkillers? In some states with legal marijuana, prescriptions for this pain medicine fell, and researchers found a link to fewer overdose deaths. But another study found a link between pot use and abuse of these narcotic drugs. There are people who have been saying for a long time that marijuana often serves as a gateway to other, more potent drugs. And that's what some of the researchers are saying they have discovered in this case, that when people started using the marijuana, it led to the use of other drugs as well. So, what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Has this helped you form any conclusions about your position about medical marijuana? Again, that's our focus, medical marijuana. Yes, no, maybe. All right, well, think about it and let's keep researching it. Literally, let's keep researching it. See what we come up with over the coming months and maybe several years. Several. I know a lot of people saying, hey, we're counting on this. All right. Keep the research going. Till next time.